Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and welcome to the show today, my dear friend, Amanda Tress. Amanda is somebody that joined Fitfluential as an ambassador several years ago. She was one of our first. She is a digital marketing consultant and a very busy one at that, a mom of two ridiculously adorable kids, and a personal trainer who runs a thriving business, training folks both in person and online. This was a great interview, a really great chat we had today, and we covered a lot of things from lifestyle and activity to raising kids and for moms, getting your body back after baby. But don't misinterpret that. This is not about a quick fix program. Amanda's very, very passionate about helping moms in particular understand that each person's journey is individual and everybody has different factors and lifestyle factors and health historical factors as well that play into what your success is going to be. And each person's journey is individual. We're going to talk a lot about how to fit in fitness when you have kids, when you have young kids, and how to lead a healthy example within your family and get everybody leading a healthy lifestyle and wanting to lead a healthy lifestyle. But how do you do that with your kids and your partner? We're going to talk about that on the show. And I think a lot of you moms and young families will get a lot of great takeaways and feel a lot better about incorporating and leading a healthy lifestyle within your family. So tune in. I hope you enjoy this interview with Amanda Tress. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and on the show today, I have a dear friend and somebody who has been incredibly influential in my life, Amanda Tress. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kelly. I'm thrilled to be here.
So excited for everybody to meet you. I mentioned a little bit more, well, actually a lot more about you and your experience when I did the intro. But what I haven't shared is, you know, I reference how much of an impact Amanda has made on my life. And I think before we dive into some of the questions, I just want to reference this because it's such a life lesson. Amanda was one of our early on Fitfluential ambassadors. And I remember seeing her. She had television appearances back in Ohio and she wore our Fitfluential shirt, which I still have to give you a thanks and a snaps for. That was so awesome. But this is somebody who made getting pregnant and having beautiful children look so easy. And Amanda and I connected and I was actually kind of a coach and a mentor to her for a while. And I was so flattered that she asked me. But what was most interesting, and I really want to share this to everybody, is it actually turned out later that Amanda began mentoring and teaching me. And I think that's just such a great life lesson. We've got a lot of entrepreneurs that are listening to this show. Always be coachable. Always be willing to be the student and the teacher. And that's both in fitness, health, and wellness, but in business and just in life. And Amanda, I just want to publicly thank you for everything that you've taught me, for always being available, and for being such a good example for me and for so many others.
Oh, absolutely. And it's always been a pleasure to engage with you, and you are truly an inspiration to me as well.
Thank you. So enough of the, you know, self-crushing here that we're doing back and forth. I'm going to dive right into some questions. So Amanda, you know, I don't even know this actually as I was preparing for our interview. Tell our audience, people that are just getting to know you, How did you get interested in leading a fitness or a healthy lifestyle? Was this something that was, you know, always a part of you from when you were younger? Is it something that you started to pursue or become interested later in life? How did you get started?
Yeah, great question. I was an athlete in high school, and I was definitely interested in the exercise portion of wellness. I worked at gyms even as a teenager to get my foot in the door as a personal trainer, and I really enjoyed that scene. However, behind the scenes, I was actually dealing with some health issues myself, and it really was due to my lack of understanding when it came to nutrition. In fact, as a teenager, I had high blood pressure. I was on blood pressure meds. I was on the verge of going on metformin for some blood sugar issues as well, for some prediabetes. And that was a big struggle for me through my senior year of high school. In college, I became more interested in nutrition. I was, you know, put on these blood pressure medications and told by my doctor that I would be on those medications for the rest of my life. And at the time, I just kind of was like, all right, well, I have family members on medications as well. It didn't seem like a major crisis. But when I went to college, I looked around and realized I was one of the only young people on blood pressure meds. So I did become more interested in nutrition. And even more recently, after having my kiddos, I developed some severe food allergies and sensitivities, and I had to dial it in even more with nutrition. And over a year and a half ago, I discovered intermittent fasting, and frankly, I've never looked back. I'm sure we'll discuss that quite a bit more through this interview. But it has been a really wonderful lifestyle for me, and I've been more educated regarding gut health and the value of probiotics even recently. So it's been quite the journey over the past 15 years.
So you just said several things there that I know I'm going to pick back up on, because I know that I have done intermittent fasting in the past, well, several years. It's been a while, but Kevin, my podcast co-host, Kevin Cottrell, who's also, you know, a big part of my life and my health coach now, he's been saying, we're going to start experimenting with some fasting. And fasting for me was surprisingly very easy to do. I'm personally, this is just my personal experience. I don't really like the idea of eating, you know, doing the whole, like, I have to set a timer and eat every 3 hours. I mean, that annoys the living life out of me. So for me, fasting and intermittent fasting was something that worked really well with my life. So we'll definitely come back to that. And then I love that you brought up the importance of probiotics as well, because gut health is something I think so many folks, and again, this will be a question we'll address in some nutrition later. Too many people don't realize the importance of gut health. And also they don't realize, I think a lot of us just tend to write off signs and symptoms that we're experiencing and don't realize we can fix them, and that life is not meant to be lived constantly taking pills or constantly just dealing with stomach issues. So love that you brought that up. Hold me accountable, Amanda, so I remember to bring that up.
Absolutely.
Before we get into that, you know, you, again, this is how I remember I first got to know you, or when I was first not only exposed to your great hair. I mean, when you guys look her up, ladies, she has like the best hairstyle ever. In fact, I have always wanted, ever since I met you, to go get my hair in this amazing bob. And the men that are listening to the show right now are like, I'm clocking out. Don't worry, guys. There's going to be stuff for you in this as well. Not just for the ladies, but on the side of the ladies, Amanda, you have had, you have two beautiful children. And part of, you know, again, my first exposure to you was seeing that you had this DVD out and workout for moms and who had just had children. So I'm curious, you've had two children. What was it like for you as a first-time mom getting in shape after that baby? Because we do have a lot of moms that are going to be listening, and they might, you know, currently be expecting. They're probably nervous seeing the changes in their body. What was it like for you that first time to deal with the pregnancy, but then getting kind of back to your healthy self and your fit self after baby? And tell us about your experience in wanting to teach other women.
Great question. As most of the moms listening would understand, I did hit up against a bandwidth issue. I had a major problem finding time to work out after having my first baby. I was working full-time outside of the house as a web marketing specialist, in addition to ramping up my fitness business. And it seems like for a trainer, it would be easy to stay in shape and to carve out time to work out. But really, it's sometimes the opposite. We are so focused on helping other people work out, and we are in the gym for work, but that doesn't necessarily equate to carving out time for our own workouts. So I did find that it was hard to get in those effective workouts. And finally, what really helped me was just admitting that I needed some help and asking other moms, asking my husband to take over and help with the baby while I was able to just even get in a quick run or a quick lift. So for me, that was really valuable just to realize, like, listen, I need help. It's much different when, you know, before I had the baby and had a lot of additional time and frankly, energy. After having a baby, you lose quite a bit of sleep initially. So for me, that was a little bit of a challenge. But yeah, I would say that after having my second, it was easier because at that point I had dialed in my nutrition even more, which we'll talk about. But I do have a lot of clients who come to me and they're first time moms and they're frustrated because the workouts that used to work well for them or the clean eating, that diet that used to work well is no longer working due to hormonal changes or just changes in your body after having a baby, which is a fairly large event. And it does change your body quite a bit. So I really had to figure out how to maximize my time and then also switch things up to see some real results.
You just brought up a point, and this was not a planned question, but it's such a critical point. And this is for both men and women that are listening. You know, you said the workouts and the nutrition that worked for you in the past, maybe they're not working for you now. And one of the things I'm so passionate about with, I've always been passionate about this with Fitfluential, but we have the opportunity with Fitfluential Radio, I think, to bring so many different voices and levels of experience and life experience so that we can educate on this point that, you know, to me, I think your typical man or woman that wants to get fit, whether it's a woman who's looking to do this after a baby or just anybody, I think the messages that people are exposed to in, you know, their grocery store line, they pick up a fitness magazine or, you know, a health magazine, and it seems like it's so simple. It seems like it's a one-size-fits-all approach. You know, you go into Barnes & Noble and you decide to buy a book on fitness because you want to get serious. And what people, I think, don't understand and what these media publications don't effectively communicate is every single person is different. Your life experiences are different. Your lifestyle affects how much success you're going to have. And I love that you said that because everyone that's listening, please take this to heart. If you are hitting a wall, I don't want to have that. I've certainly heard these on fitness commercials. It's not your fault. Take this pill. No, that's not what we're saying. But if you have a crazy, stressful lifestyle, that's a huge part of why. And I am the best example of that. Amanda can attest to that. You know, a lot of times when I would call her and she was kind of coaching me long distance and she'd go, you need to stop overtraining. You know, we're going to talk about that in a second, but please know that just because you see something on Pinterest that says, I don't know why I always bring up Jennifer Aniston, because I always see these things about Jennifer Aniston on Pinterest. But, you know, if you see a workout on Pinterest or you see it on social media and you're like, I don't understand. I've been doing this workout for 6 weeks and all these other people got these amazing transformation in 6 weeks and I don't. It's you have to give yourself a break and realize that it might require you to take a little time to investigate what's going to work for you. Do you agree with that? Do you tend to run into folks that you train that you have to go, look, you know, we might have to do a little digging to figure out what, you know, what your issues are. It's not as simple as just do these four workouts and eat these things and you'll be fine. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And so many of my clients come to me and they have been doing the quote unquote right things, eating clean, eliminating certain food groups, and doing plenty of cardio or different items that they've seen suggested on Pinterest, for example. And they're frustrated because they're logging many, many hours in the gym or outside or on an elliptical and stuffing food into small Tupperware containers, but yet not seeing changes, not seeing progress toward their goals. And you're absolutely right. Every person is different. Every lifestyle is different. And we really need to take a holistic approach.
Do you think that, I mean, I've watched you, and this is something as well that I want to really drive home to people that are listening. A lot of times I'll hear from men and women, they look at someone like you, Amanda, and you're in fantastic shape. Or they look at these, trainers that have books or television shows, or I think of Kathy Friedrich. She was somebody that I was just a total geek when I first met her. And she's somebody that has, you know, hundreds of workout DVDs on the market. And I remember I met her, I'm like, oh my God. But I remember sitting down with her and watching what she ordered when we had, you know, when we were eating out, and she ordered, you know, a salad. It was like a chicken Caesar salad and, you know, kind of had light dressing. And I asked her, I'm like, do you have to watch your nutrition? She said, absolutely. I watch my nutrition and for her, probably like for you, maybe, she trains so much because she's doing live classes. She's almost got to dial in her nutrition in a different way because she's got to account for even more activity. So a lot of what I hear from men and women are, those people that are fit, they have it easy. Like they have a special body. They've been given special superpowers and they look that way. It's easy for them. They can eat whatever they want. I don't have those special superhuman powers. And that's not it. Because Amanda, I've seen you test out different approaches for your own body and your own health, and you've tweaked your approach along the way. So would you agree with this concept that, you know, your fitness, it's a journey that it's not linear and it keeps going. You keep on discovering different ways and things that work best for you. It's not just like, hey, I turned on a light switch and I started eating chicken breast and now I'm healthy for the rest of my life and it's automatic and it's easy. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And in fact, many people find it interesting to know that both of my sisters are actually morbidly obese. And, you know, a lot of times when I was growing up, people would look at me and think that I was naturally thin and I just had really good genetics, where in fact, I don't have genetics on my side, so to speak. And I have really needed to experiment and stay tight with nutrition and try different things for different seasons as well. As I mentioned earlier, what worked for me before having kiddos isn't necessarily what works for me now. And so I've had to take a very customized approach even for my own wellness. And that has informed my ability to help other clients as well through different stages of their life.
I love it. And I think if you're picking up on this, this is something that I always use myself as an example because, you know, let's get real. Kelly Alexa, I have been a hot mess in so many different ways in the past, but I'm cool with that because I'm becoming better and I'm learning. And so I'm happy to use myself as an example. But I think too, when you start to calm down, whether you're a man or a woman, when you start to calm down and give things a longer time period, Amanda, I know that was one of the things you first said to me and my friend Sherry, who's been my accountability partner in fitness for, God, 15 years, ever since we both started Body for Life. She's the person I text when I'm like, talk me down off a ledge, Sherry. I'm about to go get like a lot of Pop-Tarts and a lot of creamy deluxe frosting and have a bender. And she's like, Kelly, and she'll talk me down from it. But you were one of the people originally that said, stop putting a 3-week timeline on everything. Like I would see something and go, okay, 3 weeks later, wait, oh, my weight on the scale hasn't changed. So this sucks. I'm going to start all over. You have to be able to calm down and say, I'm going to give this a year. And I think that was one of the things. It doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to take a year. But if you're starting something, say you're listening to this show and it's November, you know, say it's November, whatever year it is, give yourself and say, I'm going to start now. I'm not going to wait till January 1st. I'm not going to wait till Monday, but let's just start something now. And I want to see what I can do between November of this year and November of next year. Just, and then that way you can really give yourself time to breathe and say, okay, I'm going to try this for this quarter of the year. And you don't have that sense of intensity and unintended intensity and pressure. So that's something to keep in mind as well. I'm sure you're hearing that Amanda has tried quite a lot of different things, but she wasn't like, well, I'm going to try this for 5 minutes. And if it doesn't work in 5 minutes, I'm done. Like you can't do it, right?
Absolutely. And when my clients engage in a program with me, it's typically a 6-week program at minimum. And one of the group rules or client expectations I set right from the get-go is that we need to maintain a positive perspective, set long-term goals. And I actually don't allow my clients to hop on a scale through the 6-week program because research shows that clients who are optimistic, who have the long-term goals, are far more successful over the full year. And so I share that research with my clients. My background, my bachelor's degree is actually in psychology. So I love getting into the mindset, the motivation. And it's funny because I'll have people remark that this is their first weight loss program where they haven't been able to hop on a scale, but yet they do see those phenomenal long-term results. And we really work on the positivity and stopping through the day to be grateful and rejoicing in wins, because even stopping through the day one time to consider what we're thankful for can reduce our cortisol levels by 23%, which is an important part of weight loss and overall wellness as well.
Oh gosh, you were like, I did not program her, y'all. She's saying this stuff. And you're just, I'm like, okay, great. And I'm actually deleting other questions because you're bringing up like all this other good stuff that we're going to talk about. But cortisol, that is something I'm addressing personally in a big way. So we'll be addressing reduction of stress. That's something that we all need to focus on. Lifestyle, balance, the mind-body connection, et cetera. So glad that you brought that up. That's awesome. You know, I'm looking at my questions here and I want to dive right into some of the nutrition talk. Because clearly, Amanda, I think I could talk to you for 4 hours. So I'm going to make sure that I don't do a 4-hour interview today. Let's dive into some nutrition. Now you... it's funny because one of the things I love about you is that every Friday, you and your husband, and I believe the kids go too, you go to Chipotle every Friday night. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's a Friday tradition.
And it's funny because let me share this like little clip from my childhood. When I grew up, we had pizza every single Friday night in the Alexa household. And I literally got this mindset of thinking everybody in America had pizza on Friday nights. And I would go for a sleepover to my friend's house and they would have chicken. Or I'm like, what's going on? It's Friday. We all have pizza. But quickly I understood that. And now actually Chipotle, both for Kevin and I, my podcast co-host, we are like obsessed with Chipotle. And I think one of the things that's great about Chipotle, not only is it, you know, obviously like, how can you not like Mexican food? It's just amazing. And then secondly, their dedication to clean ingredients, which is something that has been new for me. And I share this on the show all the time, Amanda, you know, I used to be like the chemical wasteland queen of poor quality food. And a lot of what we talk about on the show is the importance of, you know, like, is organic just something that you do to be cool? No, it's important. And we're going to explain why it's important. Because a lot of people, they don't understand. They have the mindset that I used to, that organic, oh, you know, shopping at Whole Foods, that's just, you know, it's just expensive. It doesn't matter. It does matter. It matters to you. It matters to your kids. It's going to affect your health, your fitness approach, your fitness results, excuse me, everything. And you were one of the people early on that had said to me, the quality of your food and the quality of the nutrition and what you're putting in your body is so important. Was this always your philosophy was to be, you know, looking at pure food, or was this something that was more recent? And how can you describe to folks that are listening that maybe are not as focused on real clean foods, how important it is to not just your fitness goals, but life, your lifestyle, and how healthy you'll be?
Absolutely. That's such a great question. And frankly, the answer is I have not always been particular or conscious when it comes to organic foods. And in fact, when I was in high school and even early college, as I mentioned earlier, I was on blood pressure medications and I loved to go out for fast food. I was athletic and therefore stayed fairly lean, but yet I wasn't healthy inside. I wasn't energized. I wasn't the best version of myself. And really, even more recently, after having kiddos, I've become very conscientious and particular with my choices. We have a personal chef and she only shops organic for us. I would much rather pay the additional money to be sure that I'm putting the best ingredients in our foods and providing my kids with the most healthy options. Because at the end of the day, I want to watch my kids thrive. I want to provide the highest quality food to my family. Because if we are fueled properly, and that's my approach to food, it is fuel. If we are fueled properly, then we are as energetic as possible, we sleep better, we are happier, and therefore we can make a more positive impact in other people's lives and really fulfill our own purpose on this earth. So I think it's extremely important. And I can tell a marked difference between eating organic foods and whole foods versus eating processed foods. Now, I'm sure we'll touch on this a little bit later. I do allow the kiddos to have treats on occasion, and I don't have, you know, that mindset of completely depriving myself or the family, but we are really intentional about when we eat treats, why we eat treats, and attach them to memories and traditions versus just kind of snacking, you know, through the evening without putting much thought toward it.
That was perfect again. I'm going to jump right back on that because that, well, there's two points that you just made. First and foremost, you know, we want this Fitfluential radio show to educate and give people that aha moment where they take away and they go, wait a second, like I never thought about that before. And for certain, even though we are talking about food a lot and nutrition and the importance of quality food, and, you know, for us down here in Austin, like I've been partnered with the folks from Factor 75, a company based out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the founder on the show. He's fantastic. But, you know, we have food that is delivered that is paleo, or you can actually choose, but it's paleo, dairy-free, gluten-free. It's pure. And all I have to do, it's so perfect for someone like me. You know, I know there's a lot of food services out there where they send you the foods and then you have to put it together and cook it. In my world, ain't nobody got time for that. Not right. To say those are bad. But Aunt Kelly does not have time for that. So what I do have time for, totally plugging them, is Factor 75. You know, we get the meals, we pop them in the toaster oven for 10 minutes. And just like you said, I have noticed a marked difference in how I feel. Now, I will also say this, and I'd like to ask you, I'm pretty sure you agree. You mentioned probiotics earlier. One of the things that really started, I noticed a huge difference in a positive way when I started taking probiotics every day, when I started taking digestive enzymes before every meal, and when I also, like I make this, I use, I think it's Bragg's apple cider vinegar with honey, and I put that in just plain soda water like Perrier or whatever every day, and I drink it. And to me, that's helped me get rid of the fact that I'm not drinking soda like I used to, but it's really helped with digestion and just not having stomach aches. But, and before I ask you this, because I want to come back to probiotics and if you're a fan of, you know, what you do for your healthy gut, but please, everybody know, I also have treats. And what I think this is what I do, and we want to encourage all of you to do this. We're not saying like you have to never have treats. We're not saying never go out to eat. In fact, we go out to eat a lot. We're not saying that you can't ever have a burger and fries. It's not that at all. But the more that you focus, whatever you want to call it, 90% rule, 80-20, when you go out and you have your treats, for me, it could be Pop-Tarts, It could be Oreos, maybe. Pop-Tarts are definitely a favorite. Maybe I might want to have a whole dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. I don't know. Not like I've ever done that before. Wait a minute, I'd be lying. Clearly, I'm not one of those women that goes, oh my God, they're so sweet, I can only eat one. No, I could eat an entire box, and I'm not ashamed to say that. But choose when you're going to have your treats, and then just pay attention to how it affects your body. Because one of the things that I've noticed is there are certain treats, and thank heavens, Olive Garden and pizza are two treats that never have a problem with my digestion. But there are other things that I've noticed, like we had cake, we got cupcakes the other day, and I got an immediate headache. More certain sweets give me an immediate headache, and to me, it's not worth it. So I pay attention to the treats and the indulgences that work with my body and don't give me a stomach ache. So I'm glad that you brought that up. And folks, just make sure that you're listening. You can eat cleaner, but you still, everybody that's on the show, they all go and they have their treats and they just choose what works for them. So just one little quick question back to you. Do you take probiotics or what, do you take anything like that, apple cider vinegar or anything that you recommend that helps you focus on a leaky gut? Or have you gotten so good that it's just natural for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I do take a probiotic. I actually take Just Thrive probiotic, which is a very high quality probiotic. And one thing that most people don't understand is that not all probiotics are created equal. In fact, going to Walmart and picking up any probiotic on the shelf isn't really a good strategy. So I do take Just Thrive probiotic, and I'm very well connected with the microbiologist who did all of the research and actually created the probiotic. So it's very nice to have that confidence to know the ingredients are sound. And frankly, a lot of my clients start on the probiotics and they see a correlation between that healthy gut and weight loss. And frankly, being on a good probiotic can improve the quality of life. For me in particular, since I had some severe food allergies after delivering Cole, who is my second, I was severely allergic to eggs and very sensitive to both gluten and dairy. After being on the probiotics and really healing my gut, I have not been dealing with major issues. So I am able to enjoy my treats a little bit more, which is nice in moderation, of course, typically on a leg day, but that's been great. Emma and I, my oldest, do donut dates every leg day. So she really looks forward to that.
That's awesome. I need to do that. Like now, of course, as I'm shooting this or recording this, I'm like writing down a note to myself. Donuts. I mean, donuts can never be bad. But, you know, right. That's actually a perfect segue too, Amanda, because, you know, one of my next questions was, I don't have kids, and God bless mothers, because I say this with all sincerity, I don't know how you do it. I don't know. Giving birth, that whole thing blows. That's like a out of body experience. I can't even imagine. And then also just raising kids and being an example and just, you know, having kids, it changes your life, obviously in the great ways, but also in some challenging ways. So, you know, I'm curious, you mentioned, I know that your family is very, as a unit, very active and healthy. But, you know, I think really for anybody, a lot of what I hear from moms is, you know, they feel frustrated and isolated because they kind of feel like, hey, I'm trying to get back in shape after my baby and I have to cook separate healthy food for myself. And then they think, you know, the rest of the family is doing their own thing. And I feel like the goal should be, you know, we're all in this together, that eating healthy, and I'm using air quotes over here, eating healthy, eating fit, you know, come on. It's not about no fat, nothing but chicken breasts and broccoli, you know, six times a day. That is a myth. And that's one of the myth understandings we want to address on the show is eating healthy doesn't mean you don't enjoy great food. I mean, when I go to Chipotle, I get extra guac, I'll tell you that much. In fact, I probably ask for like a vat of guacamole on the side, you know, and I get the steak and I get, you know, I don't feel like I'm suffering when I'm going to Chipotle and having a huge big salad with guacamole and steak and black beans. And, you know, it doesn't have to be that, well, I'm getting healthy, so I'm going to eat this food and then I'm going to go back to normal life. Like normal life can be healthy. And I'll tell you what, I eat healthy every day. I start my day with bulletproof coffee. I have grass-fed butter and farm fresh egg yolks and coconut oil in my coffee. And then I won't even get into all the other stuff I eat, but I'm not eating boring food every day. How do you, when you're a parent, your kids are obviously in tune with the fact that you're healthy, you train clients. How do you teach kids to start wanting to eat healthy? And have they developed tastes for healthy foods? And how do you, it sounds like you've got a good balance. And I know that's a loaded question, Amanda, but how did you start incorporating a desire to be healthy and to also stay active and get outside and have fun with your kids?
Good question. And I am very passionate about this simply because when I was growing up, my family didn't necessarily live a healthy lifestyle. And I paid the price for that in high school. And that was difficult for me. So when I had my kids, I really wanted to set a foundation and develop healthy lifestyle habits as early as possible. I have to say, though, each child is different, and my oldest, who is now 5, she's always been a good eater. She enjoys vegetables, she loves fruit, and she also likes to please me. So if I put a healthy meal in front of her, she will eat that meal. My 3-year-old is a little bit less compliant. He is very stubborn, and I have no idea where he got that from. But he is a little bit more picky, and we were creative with him. Initially, we of course fed him veggies and fruits just like we did with Emma, but I did have to supplement with some tasty protein shakes and different meal replacement shakes that I knew had really good ingredients and nutrients. And over time, he became a better eater, but it did take a lot of consistency and work. And frankly, the easy solution would be to make him a hot dog and give him the crackers and the processed food. But my husband and I were committed to feeding him healthy food and staying as consistent as possible. And it's so cute because my kids now, they hear me talk quite a bit about fitness and probiotics and macros. And I always try to speak in a way that is very positive. I try not to ever hop on a scale in front of Emma. In fact, we do not have a scale in our home. And I only talk about my body, her body, Brandon's body in a positive way because I want her to feel very confident, strong. We talk about how strong is more important than pretty. And she loves to go on little jogs with me. Cole does as well. We all have our Nike shoes and we get out every day after dinner for a walk at the park or a quick jog on the beach. So for us, that's been really important as part of our life. And I just love it now when they say, can I have my probiotics? Because I have a little drink mix for them, a probiotic drink mix that they have. And it's just really cute and it's fun to watch them thrive. And of course, I want my kids to be as successful and healthy as possible. So it's taken quite a bit of work, especially with the 3-year-old. But he now is, he's really good at eating. And we just never gave them a different option. They ate the food that we all had for dinner or they didn't eat. And that maybe sounds harsh, but for us, that's worked well.
I love that you said that because frankly, again, as I hear you talking about what you did, it really is a matter of like, this is what your kids were exposed to. And it's, you know, I don't care. This is my opinion, but I've seen, you know, a lot of generational differences in how parents have been raising their kids and kind of, you know, letting the kid be this pampered, you know, baby, like, oh, let me serve you. And what happens is that those kids end up, you know, I know one of them, it was a family friend, and this kid ended up going, well, I only like pizza. And so the parents would only, and they would visit other people's houses and they wouldn't, this kid was brought up to like, well, I don't want to eat what they're serving. And so he's a guest in someone's house and he's asking to order pizza. You know, not only is that socially inept, but that is nutritionally something and that he just didn't know differently. So parents, understand that you can be an example in what you expose your kids to. And, you know, Amanda, you and your husband are very proactive about getting outside. In fact, that is, you know, this whole lifestyle topic, I think I'm going to wrap into, we clearly got, I don't want to say off track, but we talked about a lot of stuff today. So I'm not hitting all the questions that I want to ask with you, but I think maybe I might be able to, you know, perk you or get you interested in coming back on the show. So we'll address those secondly because, yeah, there's so much to talk about. But one of the things I think would be great to close with, and then we'll wrap up with you telling folks where they can find you and potentially, I'm sure a lot of folks that are listening may want to indeed hire you after the show. But my question is, you recently, your whole family made the decision. You were living in Ohio. People that are listening to the show know I'm an Ohio State graduate as well, so we have that in common. But you decided to move from Ohio and downsize, sell a lot of your things, and I did that as well. We were an inspiration, I think, for each other in that area. It was so fulfilling. And then you moved to Florida. And I think for you, what a big part of that was deciding how you want to live. And a lot of what we want to talk about on the show is fitness is not just in the gym. It's about deciding how you want to live your life and to be happy and healthy and choosing what that lifestyle is. Because when you're happy and healthy and your mind and your body are balanced, that's going to have an effect on your health and your wellness. Tell us as we wrap up, what made you decide to do that? And do you agree that too many people need to maybe lift their eyes up and look at their life and decide that there's a better way to live and not just, you know, focus on, you know, abs and getting fit in the gym, that it's more all encompassing?
Absolutely. And you're correct. We were in Ohio. We were there for about 10 years because my husband worked for the Air Force Base near Dayton. And we made the best of our time in the Midwest, but frankly, we did struggle with the weather. It was difficult about 6 months out of the year to get outside and to enjoy some vitamin D. And we decided that in order to be as happy as possible, we would move to the beach. And frankly, we had a very, very large house. I had built our last house. It was about 4,700 square feet. And we had accumulated a lot of stuff over the years. But what we found is that the stuff tended to break. We had to manage the stuff. We had to buy new things. And we wanted to simplify and really focus on the family, focus on spending more time together, spending more time outdoors. And so we sold about 99.9% of our stuff. And we now live in a fairly small 2-bedroom condo in Florida, but we couldn't be happier. I think that sometimes we just need a little bit of an intermission from all of the busyness of life and maintaining a yard and taking care of different things to really kind of enjoy each other and be able to decrease stress as well, which for me is important since I run 3 separate businesses. I really wanted to kind of minimize the other external stressors. So it's been really wonderful. And I love that you and I made a similar transition around the same time and we've been able to relate to each other in that. And I think it's an important trend and an important message for so many people to consider because most often we scale our lifestyle to correlate with the amount of money we're making and we just continue accumulating things and we want bigger and we want more, but we're just not happy. And so anyway, our family right now is in a really good place and we feel content and less stressed than we have in a long time.
That's awesome. And a great way to wrap up the show. I think probably a good word that Tony Robbins uses a lot is, you know, are you fulfilled in your life? And your being fulfilled and happy in your life is something most people don't take time to think about. They're just getting through the day. They're just trying to get that next promotion and they've got their head down and they're not paying attention and life is passing them by. And so I really encourage anyone that's listening to think about this, like wake up, look around you. Is your life, you know, are you living the life that you want to? Is when you get up every day, if you're driving 2 hours back and forth to work, do you like that? You know, because too many people, I was one of them. It wasn't until Kelly Gregorakis, my dear friend and my yogi and my spiritual guru, if you will, down in Miami, she's on the show. Her interview will go live shortly. You know, she had that wake up moment. She was this first person that said to me, like, you realize you're not stuck in that job. You realize you're not stuck in that mortgage. You realize that you can do something differently. And I thought, what? So again, just listen to Amanda's story and listen to how much happier she is. And again, these topics of stress reduction and focusing on being happy and healthy and living life in all areas of your life, those are going to be themes you're going to hear us talk about a lot. So Amanda, I'm so glad you brought that up. We're definitely going to invite you back on the show. I think you have a lot to share, a lot to teach. You're certainly a perfect example of somebody who's fitfluential. I can say that. So let's just wrap up and tell folks where they can find you. Of course, the links will be in her bio on Fitfluential Radio. But if somebody wants to look you up today and they want to go right on their smartphone, where do they find you?
Thank you for asking. So you can find me at fitpregnancyandparenting.com. I'm also on Instagram as at Amanda Tress, and you can find me on most other social media platforms as Amanda Tress as well.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Again, you're awesome. You're a fitfluential vision. So happy for you and the family, and we will have you back on the show soon. Thanks everybody for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace. Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.